All right, guys, I'll update you on the injuries to start off with. Obviously, we got a couple guys back today. We got Tywan Jones back out here today. We got Brandon Bear back out here today. Jared Valdir, he's got a torn tricep. We're going to do the surgery on Jared Valdir, and he'll be a candidate for the IR with the potential to return. So I'll have more information on that probably later, but that's kind of the direction we're headed right now.
It's got to be just your reaction to the news, how important
it is to this team. Yeah, well, listen, it's a disappointment. I mean, I think it's a disappointment for all of us. But again, we're going to play 16 games this year. And so the mentality in the NFL and the teams that are able to push through those things mentally, those are the teams that have success. Everybody's got injuries, and, that's one we're just going to have to deal with.
He had an MRI last week, and then he came back out and practice. He had a brace the entire time. Did it get worse during that time, or was it?
No, it was an MRI. We had a second opinion. The second opinion was that, we probably ought to go in and fix it. So we went back and took another look at it again. And, after sitting down and visiting with Jared, visiting with the doctors, we decided we're going to go ahead and get it fixed.
So he didn't make it worse during that week?
No.
10 days or whatever.
So Alex Barron, is he going to be the replacement?
Alex Barron will go in at left tackle to start off with. And anytime somebody goes down, it's an opportunity for somebody else. So it'll be a great opportunity for him, and we'll see what he does with it.
What has he done so far in practice going in?
Yeah, I mean, same as what I've seen all throughout training camp. I think he's done a nice job. Again, when the lights come on, he gets an opportunity to play a little bit more with the first group. We'll see how he does.
Have you been given a timetable for how long it'll take him to bounce back?
Obviously there's the chance for him to return. I don't know exactly what the timetable is going to be, but it's going to be a significant amount of time. My hope is that we're going to be able to have him back at some point this year.
Okay. If you IR him, though, that's...
Well, you got one guy you can IR with a designation to return. So, I mean, that's a potential for him. We'll have to see how everything goes before we make that decision. We don't have to make that decision now. That'll come, at a later time.
Lamar Houston, second day back, kind of what he's looking like and maybe getting some reps.
Yeah, Lamar's done a nice job. We'll see about whether we play him in the game or not. He hadn't had a lot of contact, so that's something that we gotta continue to evaluate. We'll make a game time decision on Lamar.
What's your rotation going to be like? How many guys are going to play?
Yeah, and I haven't talked to the team about it, so I'm not going to disclose that yet. But we'll have a plan, for how these guys are going to play.
You plan to play all four quarterbacks, or?
I haven't talked to the guys about it, so I'm. We'll see.
What did you learn from Sean Payton, your time there, and you look forward to obviously on the next bit, but going up against him and seeing him?
Yeah, well, Sean's a heck of a football coach, and I've learned a lot from him just as far as how he handles the football team and what his demeanor is and the swagger that he brings to his team. I think you'll see a different New Orleans Saints football team this year with having him back. So. That's where I feel like in New Orleans in those 5 years, that's where I feel like I really, grew up as a football coach in the National Football League. So it'll be fun to go back. It'll be fun to get a chance to see some of those guys, and I'll get a chance to talk with Sean and bounce a few thoughts and ideas, off of him and see what he has to say.
He's as good a play caller as there is out there right now in terms of...
Yeah, I'd say he's up there at the top of the league, that's for sure. They present a lot of challenges offensively in the way that they match up their personnel, their tempo on offense, the things that they do both in the running game and in the passing game. So it'll be a great test for us. We're looking forward to the opportunity, and we'll see how it goes on Friday night.
Pretty deep into camp, how would you describe the competition for starting spots, roster spots, just overall?
Well, they hadn't been decided yet, but I think the competition's been outstanding. And I think anytime you can create competition, it makes everybody better. And it's been healthy competition. I think everybody understands that, we're all trying to win jobs here. But at the same time, the primary focus is what can we do to help the 2013 Raiders, and what can we do to help this team win. So I think the competition's been great.
Yeah.